We're here with Swain Tuft, winner of the 2014 Canadian Championship Road Race, also winner a few days ago of the TT, of the individual time trial. Swain, let's start off by just, before we get to the road race, describe what this Canadian Championship feels like.
This one is quite a special one. Like I was saying before, sometimes you never know what you're going to get, but a lot of times it's kind of a bad attitude to come into a race like that. If you're feeling good, you should do everything you can to make the most of it. And I think Christian and I rode a really good race today, and we had things covered right from the very start. So yeah, it was just one of those things. Once you're out there, you go, and you just have to rely on the fact that if you just ride steady and ride within your limit, it's going to be hard for the scattered groups to really be cohesive and work together like that, because it's just, no one wants to really go too deep on a course like this, and I was just willing to go deep, so I knew I would have that to my advantage.
Well, you ran away somewhere in a third or fourth lap. Was this part of the strategy, or were you just feeling so good at that point that you're just like, I'm going to go?
We were in a nice group, but I look around, it's all the strongest guys in the race. So for me, nothing's changed. Whether we're in the peloton or in this group, all the strongest boys are there. So for me, that's not a good situation, right? I mean, we're not there to just cruise with those guys to the final few laps and then see what happens. For me, it was like we keep the pressure on all day until we have something that is good. And like I said, with Christian having to take the pressure off, now he can just cover the moves. He's climbing that well. There's no one who's going to get away from him on the mountain there. So, it was just a good situation. Guys had to chase me. He just had to cover whoever could go on the climb. So,
well, you committed, and at one point within a lap, you gained almost a minute on everybody. Was there somebody giving you the split times?
Yeah, there was the moto there giving some split times and everything. So that was, it was solid.
So when you were around the 2-minute mark, you had a good 2-minute lead. What was going through your mind at that point? Obviously, you've committed and you've got to go for it at this point. Was there any looking back?
Yeah, you can't worry too much. You just have to focus on the effort, and that course is super difficult. So you just have to pick your battles. You have to know. I pay a lot of attention to when we were riding as a big group, to what the good guys are capable of doing on the climb. And I know if I stay within a certain energy output, I go faster everywhere else on the descents and the crosswinds and everywhere else. So I you have to, as you get older, you just learn. You pick your battles in life, and today I just that's what I did.
So were you studying the group in the first couple of laps?
Of course, yeah. You always have to. You pay attention to you look who's climbing well, like Antoine. He's ripping right now, and for sure a big threat in a race like that. And you just have to pay attention to what a guy like him can ride on the climb. And then I'll probably lose a bit of time over the climb, but I'm not gonna give away, 20 seconds or something like this, maybe 5-10.
So the last lap, going into the last lap, two laps, I heard you saying before that you were starting to feel like you were right at your limit. Describe that to us.
Yeah, I mean, eventually on a course like this, with the how hard the conditions and then the heat, and then being out solo, you're going to pay at some point. It's going to catch up to you, and the lights just started going out, and you can't stay on top of the nutrition, because your body at a certain point is just rejecting. So I paid deeply in probably the last 20-25K. I would say it was really, really hurting, but I had enough of a buffer that I knew that I could.
So you cannot feed yourself the last portion?
You just have you have absolutely no interest. I mean, the nicest thing at that point was just a Coke, but that's not enough. It's a big day.
Well, congratulations once again, double Canadian champion. Way to go.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.